This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As always, open phones for you. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss on the radio with us. And Dean and Vincent in here so far. I think we're expecting, hopefully, Chris will be showing up from Think Penguin and Freedom Decrypted in just a little bit. On the way, the FCC has fined robocallers $208 million, but they've only collected $6,700. We'll tell you more about that on the way tonight. But since, and you've got a money-related story as well, Vincent. Vincent from Questioning Authority. What's your website?
ShireFreeMedia.com.
ShireFreeMedia.com. Check him out there. And you're now doing two Questioning Authority episodes per week, Thursday and Saturday night, which is super cool. So let's jump into this story about the cashless society. As, you know, people into alternative currencies, and I don't want to speak for you, and you are into silver. That's right. You're interested in silver.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the article. No, it's, I always try and find alternatives to fiat. Currently on Shire Free Media, the only current type of currency I accept on shirefreemedia.com/support on the support page is cryptocurrency. So no fiat.
Right. So we're interested in alternatives. We want to get out of the government money system. But there are other people who want the opposite. They want everything to be controlled. They want every dollar to be monitored by the state because the state can't monitor cash. Cash is, you know, relatively fluid. It moves from person to person without asking permission. There's no record necessarily of a cash transaction.
Well, they can't monitor it easily, from my understanding. Like for money laundering things or when they have like drug busts, they have certain markings that they could tell. They could track certain bills.
Yeah, that's true. And there are certain security features with the bills. But generally, if you've got money and you give it to somebody, then you know, as long as nobody tells anybody, nobody knows about it. And so that bothers some of the people, probably a lot of the people in government and their buddies in the banking system. And they would love to end cash. They would love to make it so that everybody has to have a card and or whatever other, you know, cashless technology they've come up with. Of course, we're seeing the stupid chips. I don't know if you've seen these chips on the credit cards yet, but they are just really annoying. They're supposed to make the cards more secure, but it just makes them more annoying because you have to sit there and wait as whatever the device is verifies whatever data is on the chip, and it just makes it take longer. But regardless of the technological aspects of it, there has been a push over the years by many in banking and government to move people towards getting away from cash. And you've got an update on the sort of the rise of the cashless society and maybe some resistance to it. Where's the story from?
So the story is from the Associated Press. It was published today. It's titled, "As Cashless Stores Grow, So Does the Backlash." And it takes place in New York, and it begins, Hembert Figueroa just wanted a taco. So he was surprised to learn that the dollar bills The dollar bills in his pocket were no good at Dos Toros Taqueria in Manhattan. In Manhattan, one of a small but growing number of establishments across the U.S. where customers can only pay by card or smartphone.
Wow.
Cash-free stores are generating a backlash among some activists and liberal-leaning policymakers who say the practice discriminates against people like Figueroa, who either lack bank accounts or rely on cash for many transactions.
And there are a significant number of people in not just the U.S., but also the world, of course, that they don't have a bank account. They have either bad debit score. You know, they've had an issue with a bank account in the first place or earlier in their life when they, you know, might have left a negative balance, for instance. So this is something you shouldn't do, but people do it because a lot of folks, when they're younger especially, are particularly irresponsible financially. They don't understand banking or bank accounts. There's no class in government school about how to do banking. And so if you don't have the experience at it, or your parents didn't teach you, you know, the details of, you know, the ups and downs of banking, the risks and the fees and all that, then it can be a shock to the system when a bank account hits you with, like, an overdraft fee or, you know, a bounce check fee or something like that. And on somebody who is, let's say, living paycheck to paycheck, their bank account frequently is going to be at or near zero. And so when they get hit with an unexpected fee, it sets them way back, and sometimes it'll be like a cascade of fees where, let's say, they're at $10 in their bank account, and they wrote a check for $20 accidentally or something. Something happened. They weren't paying close attention to the balance there. The check goes out. It bounces because there's not enough funds in the account, and so then the bank assesses a bounced check fee. Well, the bounced check fee then puts their account in the negative status because usually you're going to pay 20 or 30 bucks for a bounced check fee. So, boom, now they're down to negative $10 in the account. And then some banks will also assess you a negative account fee. So as soon as you hit the negative status on the account, you get another fee that then takes you down to like negative $50. And then the person comes into the bank and they're like, what's my balance? Oh, crap, it's negative $50. I needed that $10. Now I don't have it, and then they get mad, right, because they didn't know. They claim they didn't know about the fees.
And it exclusively affects the poor also, because
yes.
If someone's going to, you know, be wealthy and have money to be, you know, if they're able to afford those overdraft fees, then they're most likely not going to, you know, run out of cash.
They're never going to overdraft ever. And these other folks, the poorer people, are more likely to do it. They're not as responsible with their money. That's one of the reasons why they're poor. They might be spending it on, you know, alcohol or cigarettes or something like that. Their spending habits aren't financially sound.
It could also be just a matter of circumstance, too. I mean, even like if, overdrafting, it doesn't always have to be just from a bad bad decision. I mean, there's
no, it could be an accident.
Yeah, accidents, health bill, you know. Emergency things. It's just a way for the banks to make even more money. It's just a gross money making.
So then what'll happen is the person is angry. You know, customers can get upset at things sometimes, and so they'll, you know, storm out of the bank and I'm never going to bank here again. And it might feel good, right, to say that and stick it to the man. But the reality is the man knows how to handle that. And so what they do is they report your account. After a certain amount of time, they'll, of course, send you notices saying, hey, you know, we need you to pay up or else we're going to have to close your account. And then they will close the account if it's not paid up in the negative status. And if that happens, you get reported to a company called Chex Systems, CHEX, Chex Systems. And so the next time you then go in, you know, whoever this person is, they go into a different bank. Like, I want to open up an account here at Bank of America. Well, they run through every bank basically runs through check systems, and they run the person's social security number, and they pull up what's called a debit score. So you've heard of credit scores before?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, there's also a debit score, and this is your score on how well you've treated your bank accounts, basically, as I understand it. By no means is that necessarily, you know, exactly what the score is, but that's just my understanding of it. And so then the check systems is like, yeah, this person's owes money on this other account that got closed. And so the other bank that was going to open that person's account is like, yeah, we can't open an account until you settle up with TD Bank or whatever. So that's why you get unbanked people. I mean, and then there's just people that just aren't interested in banking. But there's people who've tried to do banking, they failed at it, and the banking system basically locks them out until they settle up. So that was sort of an aside about why there are so many people, even in the United States, where there's banks on every damn street corner, don't have a bank account.
Figuera, or however you pronounce that, an iron worker had to stand to the side holding his taco until a sympathetic cashier helped him find another customer willing to pay for his meal with a card in exchange for cash.
Oh, wow. They served him the taco before asking for payment.
It looks like it. I mean, I...
Because normally you pay at the register and then you get your food. So that's kind of a... That's kind of a crappy thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, it's at a sit-down place, they charge you afterwards. But I can't imagine a taco sit-down place.
Let's talk more about the cashless society and people who are not happy about it. 855, 450, free. Luckily, it doesn't really seem like it's caught on. I mean, do you know of any places like this?
Let's wait to the rest of the article.
All right, we'll get into it. 855-450-FREE, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited here. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord, on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
Chris joining us from ThinkPenguin.com and Freedom Decrypted, which is his radio and video show over at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yeah.
I hear there's a chance you might be setting up a tent at the upcoming Fork Fest and Pork Fest, but we haven't gotten the 100% details on that, so hopefully we'll have some good news to announce before the end of the show. All right, so let's continue here. We've been talking about the idea of the cashless society, and Vincent, you're sharing a story out of, was it New York?
Yes, Associated Press out from New York.
Where a dude is in a taco shop or a taqueria. He ordered his food, doesn't have a credit card. They gave him his food without actually, I guess the cash register you have to pay once you get the food, which is different. That seems like it's going to cause problems. And in this case, it did cause a problem because he's standing there with his food. And he's like, I don't have a credit card. And this place only takes cards.
And he's only able to get it when a good Samaritan who happened to have a card or a smartphone. I think he used a smartphone. Oh, no. Yeah. The Samaritan did use a card, but you could also use a smartphone.
Was there a sign of some kind that says no cash or...
No, I mean he said he was an iron worker and he seemed like he had no idea, otherwise he wouldn't have gone in.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, I mean, just because there's a sign up doesn't necessarily mean the customer is going to notice the sign.
That's true.
If you've ever worked in retail before, you've seen that like customers tend to come in with blinders on.
Mm.
And I've experienced this as a customer as well, like where as a retail worker when I was a teenager, I'd see it happen to customers all the time where no matter the fact, despite the fact that there was a humongous sign that said restrooms and, the arrow towards it at the end of the hallway, mm-hmm. like super obvious if anybody was looking down there. They should have been able to see it if they could read. But yet the number one question that I was asked by people standing in that very hallway, because I was working in the electronics at the back of the store, the number one question I'm asked is, where's the restroom?
It's like in movie theaters, they have a 3D glasses bin that you're supposed to recycle them right next to the trash can. It's like big things with a picture of
Don't
a 3D glass. And people just go and toss in the trash can.
I can only imagine how many people throw them away. Yeah,
people don't pay. They don't pay attention.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on the not paying attention thing. But I still think it's a question. I think I'm assuming this is some sort of legal. There's some sort of legal thing that happened here.
Legal thing?
Was he arrested or?
Well, no. We'll find out. We were just
somebody bought his meal for him so far. But yeah, please keep going.
I mean, what made this a story? I guess is the question.
It's about the cashless society.
Okay, so this is just a general story.
Yeah, this is just the article painting the picture for the reader of look what happened to somebody who tried to buy some food. But didn't have a credit card from a company that has gone credit card or phone only, meaning they don't accept cash. And this is something that we reported on last year. I think it was, I don't know which credit card company. I think it might have been Visa, but Visa had said they wanted to incentivize businesses to go cashless, and so they were offering like a $10,000 reward, but it was more like a contest. Mm-hmm. So if you went cashless and told them, hey, we've gone cashless, then they might pick you as the $10,000 winner. So most businesses got absolutely nothing from Visa for doing this, but three of them or however many winners they picked ended up winning a little bit of money for going cashless.
Hmm.
And you go cashless, you're going to alienate some customers.
Oh, yeah. I certainly have avoided certain, like on flights and things. I try not to buy the food on the flight, and I always
because
they only, most of them are now only doing credit cards.
Right.
And even though I have a credit card, I don't like to be told that I can't use any other method of payment.
It's frustrating.
I want to be able to pay either with cryptocurrency or, cash.
Oh, man, wouldn't it be awesome if an airline actually accepted crypto? That's not happened yet.
I don't think.
At least not in the U.S.
Yeah, not directly. I don't know if any airline that accepts it directly.
You can buy it.
There might be.
From the websites that are like intermediaries. So what was it? Is it Expedia that
offers that? Expedia does. I'm not a fan of them.
Cheap Air
is the one I usually go with because I've had so many people have had bad experiences.
There's a couple of them that do it.
Yeah.
So you can buy your ticket with cryptocurrency. but you can't get any of the food on board. Not that you really want any of the food or anything like that. But anyway, go ahead with
what's the deal with airline food? Am I right?
It's harder and harder to find airline food anyway. I remember back in the, I don't know if you remember this, but back in the day, like before 9/11, that yeah. kind of time frame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember going on a flight with my parents, and they actually, it was one of those longer flights.
Yeah.
So they actually served food on that flight. I can't tell you the last time I flew out, like, you know, out west.
And you probably didn't pay for it extra either.
Right. Yeah, it would have been included.
Yeah. No, they're still doing it, actually, free food even on, like, Virgin Atlantic, for example. I got free food when I flew to Europe the other couple months ago.
Okay, Europe, that makes sense. Yeah.
But, yeah, usually they're
I haven't had it on a cross-country flight in a long time.
I've had it on all my cross-country flights. It's you have to pay for it.
I see.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. They still usually come around with the carts.
Yeah, though they come around with a cart, but that's got the drinks and everything on it, typically. So anyway, let's go on.
I had money and I couldn't pay, he said. The issue got some high-profile attention this week when retail giant Amazon bowed to pressure from activists and agreed to accept cash at more than 30 cashless stores, including its Amazon Go convenience stores, which have no cashiers, and its bookshops. Amazon Amazon declined to say when the change would happen.
So they're going to install machines to accept cash.
I think it's a little bit, it's not as nice as you might want it to be.
What isn't?
You're going to find out in the story. When they say they accept cash now, it's still like the...
At Amazon's stores?
Yeah, it's not nearly as good as it sounds.
It's going to be a machine. It's going to be like the self-checkouts at the...
No, that's not from my understanding. It's going to be more like you have to basically add money to an account, and then you can check out.
That would make sense. So the way that these Amazon Go stores are supposed to work, which I've never been in one, but supposedly they're going to be expanding them to a lot more locations. They started them in, like, you know, Seattle, San Francisco, places like that, is you walk in, but you have to scan your app. So you have to have, like, I don't know if it's the normal Amazon app or if they have a special app for this, but you have to scan your Amazon app at, like, a turnstile of some sort that then lets you into the store.
Yeah.
So they then know you're in the store. They know where you are in the store, right, because you've got your transponder.
This is just so creepy to me. Like, I would not be able to bring myself to do this.
If you think that's bad, did you see the video of the Amazon dirigible?
I don't.
A blimp?
Yeah. Or it's like airship or something. It's like, I think I saw a video of it on Twitter. It's like a giant airship, you know, like a blimp you'd see over a football game. But then underneath it, you have these drones of packages coming out. So it's like little tiny spiders, you know, flying out when they're born. So, like, what the idea is, they're going to have, and I think they've patented the design for the airship. So this airship's just going to fly around the country. And if you order something, you could have a drone come out and give it to you within, like, I guess at one point in the future, within like a few hours of ordering.
So the idea is you scan your phone, then they know you're in there. You go in, you load up your cart or basket or whatever with you know, whatever items you want, and then you walk right out.
Yeah, I've gone past Amazon stores, the automated stores, but I didn't go inside because
I would do it just to see what the experience was like as a customer.
I don't want to go through that experience. It seems like a horrible experience.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but the idea is it's a time saver because you don't have to stand and wait in line before you leave the store. 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump told acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was then the Border Protection Commissioner, that he would pardon him if he were sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the U.S., that according to CNN, who asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about it during his visit to Chile.
Yeah, I've been in lots of conversations on the enormous crisis at our border, and I've watched this president try to use every tool in our toolkit. We've done everything that we can. We've stayed within the law.
A DHS spokesman told CNN at no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal. A U.S. federal judge threatens to keep ships from Carnival's cruise lines out of American ports as punishment for the company's possible violations of the terms of its probation. Carnival has been on probation as part of a 2017 settlement in which it agreed to pay $40 million for discarding oil illegally in the ocean from Princess Cruises ships. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And we are streaming video live now to three different streaming services. We're still on YouTube with like the lowest quality feed, 360 lines of resolution. We now we've had Twitch for over a year. Over at twitch.lrn.fm, that's the HD quality feed. And then we've just, in the last few days, added DLive over at dlive.lrn.fm. This is the new purportedly decentralized-ish, kind of not really maybe video streaming site. And we're at SD 480 resolution there. So different resolution choices for you out there now. And enjoying the DLive experience so far, although today our channel mysteriously seems to have been set to mature audiences. And most of the time, we're just doing radio shows here, so it's like, you know, not particularly mature content. But apparently DLive has a rule that says that if it's political talk, then it has to be in the mature content category. So no matter how explicit it is.
Interesting.
But so my argument is we're not political talk. We are apolitical. I think all of the hosts on this show would love to see politics be destroyed.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I would have to agree that we're not like a typical
political show.
Not at all.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Vincent, you were trying to jump
in. I just find it funny. It's like you have one group of people saying, like, oh, we got to get these younger people, you know, teenagers to vote. And then on the other end, we're like, whoa, this is too mature. We got to label this mature. These young people
can't
handle.
Just have people finding this stuff.
To talk about politics. Oh, God, put it behind a wall, an age wall.
Right, because basically, you know, what they've done is that if you're marked mature and you're on the front page of DLive.tv, you just won't see the mature content. It won't be there on the list of options. So over the last couple of days, we hadn't been in the mature category because we hadn't turned it on. And we were on the front page because the site is pretty new. You know, it's getting an influx of new viewers this last few days because of PewDiePie over on YouTube. They poached PewDiePie, and they got the number one YouTube guy, the number one YouTube channel, to say he was going to leave YouTube and join DLive. So, I mean, that's huge news.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason why we, you know, came on board. We figured, let's get in early. Maybe we'll get some extra exposure. And now we've been marked as mature. And I don't know if it was a bug or if it was a moderator's decision, because nobody sent me anything. So I've sent them an email. Yeah. We'll see what they say back to
it. It's also interesting because, like, I can think of so many different, like, tech shows that I've listened to over the years. I mean, not that many, but enough of them. And there's always some sort of politics in some sense. So the question is any kind of show basically going to be banned, or not banned, but put in this adult category? I mean,
any kind of news, you know, so-called political news show.
Yeah, but if it's a tech show, I mean, you mostly talk about tech. But if there's an issue in politics, it's going to be brought up if it's related to tech.
Right, and then if somebody sees that and they report it, does that mean you get flagged?
I don't know. It seems kind of weird. And the same thing is going to happen for any kind of like gaming shows. You know, I mean, there's any kind of show basically that I can think of other than, I mean, I'm trying to think what kind of show would like not be political. I mean, I guess if it was like, I don't know, like maybe a TV show or something like that. Like,
well, there's all kinds of entertainment talk shows, right? So, like, Joe Rogan, for instance.
Yeah, but even the entertainment shows are, like, they bring up jokes and stuff that are political stuff all the time. True. I don't know. It seems like I most guess, of them are going to end up in the mature... Well, the ones I'm thinking of, anyway.
We shall see. So, we're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. We've been discussing the cashless society and, you know, different aspects of that, and we're going to continue with that discussion. But also, speaking of alternatives to the government money system, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. There's a lot of features there, so be sure you check it out. Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Vincent, you've got the story from, what was it, AP?
The Associated Press, yes, AP.
So they were just kind of setting the stage here for, you know, people who are frustrated by this cashless society move that some businesses have been jumping on board with.
Absolutely, yeah. It continues here. There is no federal law that requires stores to accept cash, so lawmakers are working on the issue at the state and city level.
Oh, God. No. I hope not.
Earlier this year, Philadelphia became the first city to ban cashless stores, despite efforts by Amazon...
Oh, to ban a cashless store? Oh, I thought they were going to cram cashless stores down our throat.
Well, you know, not in Philadelphia, at least.
I'm still against that, by the way. Yeah. If somebody wants to go cashless, they should be free to go cashless.
I think it is interesting because if you look at certain countries, they definitely have gone that route where they've
cashless
to force or intimidate businesses into going cashless. But, you know, I'm wondering if this is more of the banks are doing it and maybe even at a political level they're doing it. So it's coming from that perspective as opposed to this is a different group of people who are activists who don't like that idea.
Well, banks and government are symbiotic, so naturally something the banks want, the government's going to want it as well.
I think it was Sweden the last time we talked about cashless stuff, where it was only like 2% of the people there use cash or something like that. So.
I don't know if it was that low, but it was I mean, the numbers were
very
disturbing how few people, and I think part of the reason is because there are a lot of places where you can't even, you know, pay with cash anymore. So it's, you know, it's like they just assume now by default, your average individual just assumes by default that they can't pay with cash, and so they take out their card.
13% in 2018, according to NPR, different story, only 13% of Swedes reported using cash for a recent purchase. Down from 40% in 2010, so that's a huge reduction in people using cash. Go ahead, Vincent.
New Jersey passed a statewide ban soon after, and a similar ban is working its way through the New York City Council. Before this year, there was only one jurisdiction that required businesses to accept cash, Massachusetts, which passed a law nearly 40 years ago. Quote, the potential societal cost of a cashless economy, I think, outweighs the potential benefits for businesses, says Richie Torres.
There is no benefit for a business. I'd like to point this out. And you, I think, can back me up on this, Chris, because if you are accepting credit cards, there are costs associated that are much higher than accepting cash.
Yeah.
You not only have to pay for the credit card fee of usually about 3% plus, you know, 25 cents per transaction or whatever, but also there's the chargeback problem where some kid gets his whole, you know, gets his hands on his mom's credit card out of her purse and orders some, you know, some products on thinkpenguin.com. Mm-hmm. You don't know who put the order in. All you know is the credit card went through. Everything seems fine. You ship the products out. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, there's a notice that comes in from the credit card company saying, you've got a chargeback.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a big problem, actually, that so a lot of companies will just outright reject charges. If there's any reason at all, like even if you're traveling to Mexico and you want to order something, mm-hmm. they will reject your charge because it's to a U.S. address. Even though everything else matches, they'll just reject your charge automatically. Or if you're going
because
to
of where you are,
yeah, right.
Well, sometimes even what you buy, like my dad, he'd like if he needs, you know, he doesn't buy stuff for like tech stuff too often, but when he does, if he buys a new computer, almost always his credit card is declined because they think it's fraud, just mm-hmm. because he never. You'll never buy his computer.
And it's not even that. There are many banks that will limit you to purchasing $1,000. Anything over $1,000, you'll have to call them about in advance before you place the order. Otherwise, the card will get declined automatically.
Now, that's purportedly for the protection of the customer from fraud and things like that. But it's still a pain in the butt.
And it's also, and that's not all cards, but that's some. So a lot of debit cards and a lot of banks. And that's where you use it as a credit card. So not debit, where you enter your PIN, basically. We actually go through a process where we manually communicate with each individual customer for any kind of large transaction. And by large, I don't even really necessarily mean that large. Anything over like $100-something will mm-hmm. actually require a customer to confirm. Basically, they will have to log into their bank website and give us a little random code so that we know that whoever placed that order with that card has access to the account.
Really?
Yeah, that's how far we'll go.
And
that's assuming that the addresses don't match.
What kind of code?
The billing shipping don't match.
Do you have to get
or anything else that says it's suspicious? Well, we actually generate the code ourselves, and it's on the charge.
And it's on the charge.
It's on the charge. So it's a sneaky way of preventing fraud.
That's smart. 855, and you've learned this the hard way,
yes.
Right? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the cashless society. Do you support the idea? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Want to let you know how to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you do a real life business with a brick and mortar location with a cash register, then, or maybe not with a cash register, we're talking about the cashless society. But a way for people to pay for products or services in a real physical location.
Point of sale.
Exactly. AnyPay can help you with that. They've got a brand new website, helpmetakebitcoin.com, that'll walk you through the steps. And they are easy. If you've ever started a credit card merchant account, you know that is a huge pain in the butt. You got to apply. There's paperwork. You've got to get approved.
Oh, yeah.
There's limits and restrictions. You don't have any of that with AnyPay and cryptocurrency. You just go and create a – if you don't already have a Bitcoin wallet, you create a Bitcoin wallet. Use like Edge Wallet or something like that. And you put your wallet addresses in the back end of the AnyPay.global system. It's super easy. And then you load their app for iOS or Android on your tablet at your register. That's it. You're accepting Bitcoin. You're accepting Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others, Zcash and more. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, helpmetakebitcoin.com. We'll get back into the cashless society here, but first, Sarah is on the line with us in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, you know, as a woman, you know, I happen to like the new gun control law. You know, because it protects domestic violence victims.
You're talking about in New Mexico, the red flag law that basically allows the cops to preemptively steal guns from people?
No, not the cops, even the courts.
Well, the cops are going to do it. The judge isn't going to show up at your house and
But the courts order it.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, I don't know, though, but one of the part of it is the domestic violence. So if somebody has a restraining order or they had to call the police because you got a domestic violence record and then you feel threatened and that person has a gun, there's ways to legally take their guns away.
I think New Hampshire has had issues with restraining orders already. I thought this red flag thing goes even further than that. But I could be wrong. I haven't followed the red flag thing.
One of the other show prep I had was that they passed it, or the governor's about to sign it in Colorado. But basically, I mean, it just solidified, you know, whatever sort of control or any other sort of like remnant laws they had in regards to taking guns away from, quote, unstable people, it just consolidates it into one law.
Well, yeah, the thing is, but this is a new thing for New Mexico. This is a very new law for New Mexico. That's why, other states I know, New Hampshire.
Just to clarify, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sarah. I did just look this up. You mentioned Colorado. And in Colorado, they will be signing into a law, the governor apparently is going to sign. Is this today? Yeah, this is today. This is fresh news here. That will allow a judge to take firearms via order and send cops to take firearms from people they believe are at a high risk of harming themselves or others. So that's different than getting a restraining order, Sarah. In a lot of places, in domestic violence situations, somebody will have their guns taken from them. Those laws have been on the books, I think, in a lot of places for a long time, which I disagree with those laws as well. But this will take that concept even further and basically say, you know, somebody can report to a judge, I think Vincent is going to hurt himself. He's crazy. I've heard him on the radio, and the things he says are crazy.
He was shouting.
Yeah, he's really angry, and he could be dangerous. And then the judge's like, okay, well, we'll just have to take his guns. And then I don't know how you get them back. I'm not sure what process.
It's a rubber stamping process.
Yeah. So that's, and Sarah, you support this because you're completely paranoid and afraid of your neighbors, right?
Well, you know what? I've had, harassers. Here's the thing is that I lived here and I heard plenty of women get shot to death and got shot at work. But it was on the news. And they kill themselves.
That's different.
They wake up. He goes to work, shoots her, and shoots himself. And, they shoot their wife in bed. This has been going on here in the state. Men have known with guns to kill and shoot women here.
You don't think women have ever shot men? You only think it's a one-way, it's a one-way street?
Well, the thing is, it should be both ways. If a woman's, like, coming over to his work and threatens, I'll kill you, it should be taken away from her.
But what about the other side of it, Sarah, where there are people, a lot of women, as a matter of fact, who have successfully used guns to stop an attacker, whether it be a woman walking down a dark alley or an unfriendly street, a dangerous area of town.
Or Lorena Bobbitt, she used a knife.
That's true. But I'm talking about women who are going to be victimized. Bobbitt was the attacker in that case. I'm talking about women who...
Well, she was victimized by her husband, allegedly. That's the story. That's why she did it.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, I'm talking about women who are attacked, in whatever place they happen to be by a larger... In most cases, men tend to be larger than women. By a larger, intimidating man, whether that other man is... whether the man is armed with a knife or a gun. There have been a myriad of women who have shown a gun, not even had to fire it, but just to scare that person away, to stop the attack from happening. Would you take their guns away too?
Well, I mean, no, that's good for her, self-defense. But
you can't defend yourself if you're, if somebody has gone into the court and has reported you to a judge and says, I think Sarah is going to kill herself or harm another person, and then they go and take your guns from you.
Every abuser themselves says about their victim,
right.
They say, oh, well, this person is going to hurt themselves. They're depressed because I've been beating them, right? Or that's the implication. Then, the courts take away that person's gun, then they can't defend themselves.
But those are the reasons. If they're threatening their ex-husband, if I see you with another woman, I'm going to kill both of you, and our guns should be taken away. If she says,
I'd say that's a rational response to adultery, but, I guess that's just opinions.
Well, I mean, for whatever,
Sarah, but what if the person's lying, okay? That's the point that I think, Vincent, you were making there is you have an abusive husband. You have a wife who's a victim in that case. The abusive husband doesn't want his wife to arm herself, so he creates a false claim against her, saying that she's dangerous or that she's crazy or whatever, and maybe he, you know, fabricates some evidence, or who knows what it requires to get these orders. It may just be the say-so of somebody. They may not even need any evidence. Like in a lot of cases, a restraining order will be issued temporarily against a person just on the say-so of the person who wants the restraining order.
Mm. Yeah,
it's called an ex parte hearing.
As a woman, okay, unless I'm being harassed and stalked and threatened, why would I bother with a restraining order? Why would I bother calling the police and cause trouble? I got enough problems.
Well, that's an attitude that I can agree with. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, a restraining order, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just a piece of paper.
That's
right?
True.
It's not going to protect anyone.
Nope. Just a GD piece of paper.
It's even less. It's more worthless than a security blanket, because at least a security blanket keeps you warm.
But it's, you know, what I think of when they want to take away somebody's gun. Well, are you going to take away their car keys too? I mean,
you can run
somebody over and kill them with your car. I don't know. It just seems so ridiculous.
So we continue here. We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Vincent, we've been discussing this cashless society. Let's continue with the story from the AP.
Absolutely. The potential societal cost of a cashless economy, I think, outweighs the potential benefits for businesses, said Richie Torres, a New York City councilman for the South Bronx, who introduced the bill. Policymakers...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, just to add in. We were originally talking about how there's costs to accepting credit cards. There are benefits. The benefit is you're doing what your customer wants. If your customers want to pay with credit card, you got to take credit card because that's what the customers want.
Hmm.
But there are costs associated with it, and it's cheaper to accept cash.
Well, and obviously I prefer cash. I would just say, you know, to play devil's advocate, another benefit of not accepting cash is you're not as liable to be robbed, right? Because if it's just cashless only, you know, you're not going to
take anything out of the cash register.
Yeah, we're not going to haul off the hard, you know, the hard drive.
But they've got solutions to these problems with one-way safes and, you know, places like 7-Eleven. They've got them, and you know,
I'm just saying in general, what's cheaper, buying like, you know, a one-way big safe or using? I mean, you know, it comes down to a cost.
It's going to be cheaper to buy a safe.
Cheaper long term, yeah,
over time, because you're going to get jacked for those credit card fees over forever.
Those fees don't end. They just continue on and on and on.
Right.
I mean, there's people also forget it's not really just the 3%. There's also the merchant fee. There's all sorts of other merchant fees that are usually involved. Credit card terminal fees.
Sure, once a month kind of fee that
even cheaper is, you know,
fraud fees.
Forget the safe and just have the classical double barrel shotgun underneath the counter.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more of the story, right?
Absolutely.
We can talk more about that. Plus, robocallers fined $208 million, but the FCC's only collected $6,800. And I haven't even asked you what you've got yet, Chris. We're going to find out. I'm sure you brought something to the table as well. We got more on the way. Hour number 2 is next. You can join us here. It is Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.